Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhart, and today we're Zechus Mol Katan Daf Hey. The first parak, Mashkin Beis Hashlachim. The first parak has been generously sponsored in the memory of Menachem Mendel, ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohen, and his son Habachi Yosef Yitzchak Isaac ben Rav Menachem Mendel Cohen. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah had stated, Masakni as Kukuya Maim Shibashus Rabim. One may fix damaged cisterns in Rishus Rabim on Chol HaMoed, which refers to clearing them out of debris. The Gemara infers from here, Chatita in Chafira lo. Clearing the cisterns out is permitted, but digging new ones is not. Rabbi Yaakov said in the Rabbi Yochanan, Oshana El Shein Rabin Srichin Lehen, of a Rabin Srichin Lehen Afil Chafira Mutter. They didn't teach that digging cisterns was forbidden except when the public doesn't need them. But if the public needs them, then digging them is permitted. After the Gemara brings an unsuccessful challenge to this din, it quotes Rav Ashi, who says that this din is inferred from a diuk in the Mishnah. For the Mishnah stated, Osin kol tzarchei rabim, one may tend to all the public's needs. Kol lasui mai, lav lasui chafira, what does all come to include? Does it not include digging a cistern? The Gemara eventually concludes that it does. Pointing me to Rabbi Shuben Levi said, Ko asham or chosav, whoever evaluates his ways, which Rashi explains means that he weighs the loss of doing a mitzvah versus its reward and the gain of doing an avera versus the loss, Zoche v'rov yishuasu shal Kodesh Baruch Hu will be zoche to see the salvation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. For it's stated v'sam derech, and one who sets the way, al tikri v'sam el v'sham derech, erenu v'yesha elkim. Do not read it as v'sam, the one who sets, but rather read it as v'sham, and one who evaluates the way. I will show him the salvation of Hashem. Rabbi Yana had a certain Talmud who would challenge him with kashas every day during a shir, but on the Shabbos it fell within 30 days of a chag. When the rabbis teach the halakhas of the chag, he wouldn't challenge him, because there were many people at the shir, and he didn't want to embarrass Rabbi Yanai if he didn't have the answer. Rabbi Yanai applied the pasuk to him, V'sham derech arena b'yesha elokim, and one evaluates the way, I will show him the salvation of Hashem. Rashi explains that the Talmud evaluated the proper time to challenge him and the improper time to do so. And pointing me through, the Mishnah had stated, Matzayin es kvaros, and one may mark graves on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara brings a brice that teaches that only things that transmit tumah through an ohel can be marked, with one example being a beis pras, a field where a grave was plowed over. After bringing statements that indicate that a beis pras does not transmit tumah via an ohel, the Gemara concludes and brings a Mishnah from Ohas that teaches shlosha beis prasen. There are three types of beis pras. Rashi explains that a person who eats truma and must be tahor may not pass through them. Sada sheneva bakever, a field where a grave was lost. This type of field does transmit tumah via an ohel. Sada shenechush bakever, a field in which a grave was plowed over. Here, since trampling will reduce the bone fragments to less than the size of a grain of barley, it will not transmit tumah via an ohel. The Sada Bochin, and a crying field, which Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba said in the name of Ula, is Sada Shemaftirim Ba Mesim, a field where people take leave of their dead. Rashi explains that when a corpse is brought from another town, it's brought to the outskirts of the city where the local Chevra Kadisha then take it to prepare for burial. Avimi said that the field gets the din of a Beis HaPras, Mishum Yesh Balim Naguba, because of the owner's abandonment. Rashi explains that since the body might decompose and a limb might have fallen off during transport, both sides might rely on the other that no body part fell off and the limb will be abandoned in the field. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah had stated, Umisaknin es kilkuli amayim shibrishus harabim. One may fix damaged cisterns in rishus harabim on Chol HaMoed, which refers to clearing them out of debris. The Gemara infers from here, Chatitein chafira lo. Clearing the cisterns out is permitted, but digging new ones is not. Rabbi Yaakov said in the Rabbi Yochanan, Lo shana el she'ein rabin srichin lehem. Of a rabin srichin lehem afil chafira mutter. They didn't teach that digging cisterns was forbidden except when the public doesn't need them. But if the public needs them, then digging them is permitted. After the Gemara brings an unsuccessful challenge to this din, it quotes Rav Ashi, who says that this din is inferred from a diuk in the Mishnah. For the Mishnah stated, Osin kol tzarchei rabim. One may tend to all the public's needs. Kol lasui mai, lav lasui chafira. What does all come to include? Does it not include digging a cistern? The Gemara eventually concludes that it does. Pointing to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Ko asham or chosav, whoever evaluates his ways, which Rashi explains means that he weighs the loss of doing a mitzvah versus its reward and the gain of doing an avera versus the loss, Zoche v'rov yishuasu shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, will be zoche to see the salvation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, for it's stated, V'sam derech, and one who sets the way. Al tikri v'sam el v'sham. Don't read it as v'sam, one who sets, but rather read it as v'sham, one who evaluates the way. Arena b'yesha elkim, I will show him the salvation of Hashem. Rabbi Yana had a certain Talmud who would challenge him with kashas every day during his shir. But on the Shabbos it fell within 30 days of a chag, when the rabbis teach the halachas of the chag, He wouldn't challenge him because there were many people at the shir, and he didn't want to embarrass Rabbi Yannai if he didn't have an answer. Rabbi Yannai applied this pasuk to him. L'sham derech arena b'yesha elkim. And one who evaluates the way, I will show him the salvation of Hashem. Rashi explains that the Talmud evaluated the proper time to challenge him and the improper time to do so. In point number 3, the Mishnah had stated, Mitzayinias the Kvaros, and one may mark graves on Chol Hamoed. The Gemara brings a braisa that teaches that only things that transmit tumah through an ohel can be marked, with one example being a base of pras, a field where a grave was plowed over. After bringing statements that indicate that a base of pras does not transmit tumah via an ohel, the Gemara concludes and brings a Mishnah from Olos that teaches Shosha Besa Prasen. There are 3 types of base of pras. Rashi explains that a person who eats truma and must be tahor may not pass through them. Sada shenevad bakever, a field where a grave was lost. This type of field does transmit tuma via an ohel. Sada shenechrish bakever, a field in which a grave was plowed over. Here, since trampling will reduce the bone fragments to less than the size of a grain of barley, it will not transmit tuma via an ohel. Vasada bochin, and a crying field, which Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba said in the name of Ula is sada shemaftirim ba'mesim, a field where people take leave of their dead. Rashi explains that when a corpse is brought from another town, it's brought to the outskirts of the city where the local Chevra Kedisha then take it to prepare it for burial. Avimi said that the field gets the din of a base of pras, Mishim Yej Balim Naguba, because of the owner's abandonment. Rashi explains that since the body might decompose and a limb may have fallen off during transport, both sides might rely on the other that no body part fell off and the limb will be abandoned in the field. All right, so now we get our simmer daf hay, and our standard simmer is hay, or a haystack. So here goes. The children sitting on bales of hay, watching their father schwitz as they dug a new cistern on Chol Hamoed for the public, didn't challenge the Rebbe who was there as well, marking graves in a base of pras. Once again, it's slow motion. The children sitting on bales of hay, hey, that must be more on daf hay. The children sitting on bales of hay watching their father schwitz as they dug a new cistern on Chol Hamoed for the public, which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated, Mesaknes kukuli amayim shibushus rabim, one may fix damaged cisterns in rushus rabim Chol Hamoed, which refers to clearing them out of debris. And the Gemara inferred from here, chatita in chafir lo, clearing the cisterns out is permitted, but digging new ones is not. Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that they didn't teach that digging cisterns was forbidden except when the public doesn't need them. But if the public needs them, then digging them is permitted. So the children sitting on bales of hay watching their father schwitz as they dug a new cistern on Chol Hamoed for the public didn't challenge the Rebbe who was there as well. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shuben Levi said, Kol Hasham or Chosav, whoever evaluates his ways, which Rashi explains means that he weighs the loss of doing a mitzvah versus its reward and the gain of doing an avera versus the loss, Zoche v'rob Yeshuaso Shekosh Baruch Hu will be Zoche to see the salvation of Shekosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Yannai's Talmud who would challenge him in shir, but not when it was widely attended by the public, so as not to embarrass Rabbi Yannai if he didn't know the answer. So the children sitting on bales of hay watching their father schwitz as they dug a new cistern on Chol Hamoed for the public didn't challenge the Rebbe who was there as well, marking graves in a base of pras, which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated, Mitzayinias the Kvaros, one may mark graves on Chol Hamoed. The Gemara brings a braisa that teaches that only things that transmit tumah through an ohel can be marked, with one example being a base of pras, a field where a grave was plowed over. After bringing statements that indicate that a base of pras does not transmit tumah via an ohel, the Gemara concludes and brings a Mishnah from Olos that teaches Shosha base of prasen. There are 3 types of base of pras. So once again, the children sitting on bales of hay watching their father schwitz as they dug a new cistern on Chol Hamoed for the public didn't challenge the Rebbe who was there as well, marking graves in a base of pras. All right, now it's time for 4 blot back chazara. Daf Lamed Beis. So the simmer Daf Lamed Beis is a mad scientist in the lab. So here goes. The mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab. Mad scientist in a lab? That must be one Daf Lamed Beis. The mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed, which reminds us of Malchokas Rabbi Meir Rebuta whether one needs to close the Sefer Torah before reciting Birkas HaTorah. Rabbi Meir says he does, for one might come to think that the brachas are written in the Sefer Torah if the Torah remains open, just like people might think that the Targum is written in the Torah if the Balkor was permitted to help the Metargim, the translator, and they might come to write the Targum in it. Rabbi Yehuda says he does not because everybody knows that the brachas are not written in the Torah. So, the mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed gave Galila to the most prominent person in the room, which reminds us, Galila is given to the most prominent member of the minyan, and he's makabel the schar k'neged the schar of all the other participants. So, the mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed gave Galila to the most prominent person in the room. handing him his newly invented Gelilah gloves so he wouldn't touch the Torah with his bare hands. Which reminds us, Rabbi Parnach said in the Rabbi Yochanan Kol Ocha Sefer Torah Arum, Nikba Arum, anyone who grasps the Sefer Torah with his bare hands will be buried bare, which Abai explains means Nikba Arum below Osa Mitzvah. He'll be buried bare without that mitzvah. Tosis explains that if you grasp the Torah during Kriyas HaTorah, he would not receive the schar for his Aliyah, and if he grasped it while rolling the Torah, he would not receive schar for a Galilah. Daf Beis. So the symbol for Daf Beis is a house. So here goes. The Bachrim staying at the Chomod farmhouse. Farmhouse? That must be on Daf Beis. Beis. House. The Bachrim staying at the Chomod farmhouse, watching the farmer irrigate his fields from a spring to prevent financial loss. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the Masechta states, Mashkin Beis HaShlachim B'mod U'B'Shvis. One may water an irrigated field during Chomod and during Shvis, whether from a Mayan that has just begun to flow or from a Mayan that has not just begun to flow. Rashi explains that the field is on a mountain and needs to be irrigated constantly to avoid a hefsed gadol, a large financial loss. Rashi brings a pasuk which gives the Chachamim the authority to determine which malach is forbidden and which is not on Chol HaMoed, and they determine that malach is permitted in the case of financial loss. So the Bachrim is staying at the Chol HaMoed farmhouse, watching the farmer irrigate his fields from a spring to prevent financial loss, refused his request to draw him some water from the well because it was a Tirchi Yesera. Which reminds us, the Gemara determines that the Tana of our Mishnah, who holds the Psei De'in Harvacha Lo, that one may do malacha to prevent a financial loss, but may not do malacha for the sake of a profit, and that holds Afil B'makum Psei De Mitroch Nami Lo Tarchinan, even when there is a financial loss, we do not permit malacha if it involves excessive exertion, is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Bachrim staying at the Chol HaMoed farmhouse, watching the farmer irrigate his fields from a spring to prevent financial loss, refused his request to draw him some water from the well because it was a Tirchi Yesera, and continued debating which malach is violated when one weeds or waters seeds on Shabbos. Which reminds us, there's a malachos regarding which malach one has transgressed when he weeds or waters seeds on Shabbos. Rava said, Mishim Choresh, for plowing, for just as plowing is done in order to soften the earth, so too is weeding and watering meant to soften the earth. Rav Yosef said, Mishum Zorei, that he's chayav for sowing, for just as sowing is meant to make things grow, so too weeding and watering helps produce grow. The man riding his camel, camel, that must be more on Daf, Gimel, Gamal. The man riding his camel and watering his seeds during Shemitah, which reminds us, the Gemara questions how the Mishnah permits watering irrigated fields on Shemitah. For whether one holds that watering is prohibited due to sowing or due to plowing, it should be prohibited. Abai answered, the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, who holds that Shemitah nowadays is only the Rabbanan, and since there be a lot, if one does not water his irrigated field on Shemitah, the Rabbanan permitted it. Rava said, you can even say the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan, who hold that Shemitah nowadays is a Doraisa. But the Torah only prohibits Avos and not Toldos, except for Zemir and Betzira, pruning and picking grapes. So the man riding his camel and watering his seeds during Shemitah came across an old sign that said plowing before Shemitah is only permitted until Pesach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Shvis regarding until when one can plow a Estei Lavan and a Estei Ilan, a grain field and a field of trees. With the opinions of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Shimon, who holds, with regard to Estei Lavan, a grain field, one can plow until Pesach, and with regard to Estei Ilan, a field of trees, one may plow until Shavuos. So the man riding his camel and watering his seeds during Shemitah came across an old sign that said plowing before Shemitah is only permitted until Pesach. That was being removed by a later basin that was mevatel, the decree, which reminds us. The Gemara asks how Rama Gamliel and his basin were able to mevatel the earlier times of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when we know Ein basin yachol levatel divrei basin chavero elim ken gadol mimena b'chachma u'b'minyan. A basin cannot be mevatel a decree of another basin unless it's greater than the earlier basin in wisdom and in number. The Gemara answers that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel initially stipulated kol rotzel levatel yavo yavatel. Whoever wants to be mevatel the decree in the future may do so. The Gemara clarifies that the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim that prohibits plowing 30 days before Rosh Hashanah remained in place. Daf Dalet. So the Simur Daf Dalet is a door. So here goes. The person used a door, that must mean Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. The person used a door to block people from drawing water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, Gemara asks why it's prohibited to use water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate a canal on Chol HaMoed, since there's no Tirchi Yesera. There's no excessive effort. Rabbi Allah said, and then Rabbi Yochanan, Gezera me gesham atume kilon. It's a decree on rainwater because of water from a well. And Rashi explains that people may come to draw water from a well. Ravashi said, me gesham gufalo lide me kilonasu. The rainwater itself will come like water from the well, and that it will eventually require a pail. Rashi explains that as water is used, the water level will go down, and a person will need to draw the water. with a pail. So the person used a door to block people from drawing water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate on Chol HaMoed. Use another one to prevent people from digging a new canal during Shviz, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why is it prohibited to dig out a new irrigation canal during Shviz when there's no concern for Tircha? Rabbi Zer and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo disagree on the reason. One says, because it appears as if the person is hoeing, and the other one says, because he's making the canal's banks suitable for sowing. The Gemara says, enough kamina between the two. It's a case where one takes the earth from the canal and throws it far away from the banks of the canal. In this case, there is no concern according to the one who holds the issue is preparing the banks for sowing, while still forbidden according to the one who holds that the issue is hoeing. So, the person who used a door to block people from drawing water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate on Chol HaMoed used another one to prevent people from digging a new canal during Shviz, and told them to fix the damaged canal next to it that was one tefach deep and should be six tefachim deep instead. Which reminds us, the Mishnah said, Mesaknis Mekukelis Memod, one may fix a damaged irrigation canal on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara asks, what is considered damaged? And Rabbi Yama said that if the canal is now one tefach deep, it may be restored to a depth of six tefachim. The Gemara asks, what would be the din if one wanted to restore a canal that is two tefachim deep to its original depth of seven tefachim? Do we say that here too it's permitted because he's also digging five tefachim? Or do we say that since there's an additional tefach that's not necessary for the workings of the canal, eka tircha yisera, there's too much exertion and it is prohibited. The Gemara leaves it as a teiku. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.